The beast with lamb-like horns. The prophecy of declares that the beast with lamb-like horns shall cause the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the papacy, symbolized by the beast like unto a leopard. The beast with two horns is also to say to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast. Furthermore, it is to command all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark of the beast. The United States is the power represented by the beast with lamb-like horns. This prophecy will be fulfilled when the United States shall enforce Sunday observance, which Rome claims as the acknowledgement of her supremacy. I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. The deadly wound points to the downfall of the papacy in 1798. After this, says the prophet, his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Paul states that the man of sin will carry forward his work of deception to the very close of time. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. In both the old and the new world, the papacy will receive homage and the honor paid to Sunday. Since the middle of the 19th century, students of prophecy have presented this testimony to the world. Now is seen a rapid advance toward the fulfillment of the prediction. With Protestant teachers there is the same claim of divine authority for Sunday keeping, and the same lack of scriptural evidence, as with papal leaders. The assertion that God's judgments are visited upon men for violation of the Sunday Sabbath will be repeated. Already it is beginning to be urged. Marvelous in shrewdness is the Roman Church. She can read what is to be, that Protestant churches are paying her homage in their acceptance of the false Sabbath and that they are preparing to enforce it by the means she herself employed in bygone days. How readily she will come to the help of Protestants in this work is not difficult to conjecture. The Roman Catholic Church forms one vast organization under the control of the Papal See, its millions of communicants in every country bound in allegiance to the Pope, whatever their nationality or their government. Though they may take the oath pledging loyalty to the state, yet back of this lies the vow of obedience to Rome. History testifies of her artful and persistent efforts to insinuate herself into the affairs of nations, and having gained a foothold, to further her own aims, even at the ruin of princes and people. It is the boast of Rome that she never changes. Protestants little know what they are doing when they propose to accept the aid of Rome in the work of Sunday exaltation. While they are bent upon their purpose, Rome is aiming to re-establish her power, to recover her lost supremacy. Let the principle once be established that the Church may control the power of the state, that religious observances may be enforced by secular laws, in short, that the authority of church and state is to dominate the conscience, and the triumph of Rome is assured. The Protestant world will learn what the purposes of Rome are, only when it is too late to escape the snare. She is silently growing into power. Her doctrines are exerting their influence in legislative halls, in the churches, and in the hearts of men. She is strengthening her forces to further her own ends when the time shall come to strike. All that she desires is vantage ground. Whoever shall believe and obey the word of God will incur reproach and persecution.